Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Bob Nagin is back. Bob is the one of the top retail experts on the planet and the founder of Mackinac Kite Company. I told you he's learned how to make a living, feed his family, selling kites 12 months out of the year. Any man who can do that, I'm going to listen to what he has to say. And he and the brains behind the business, Susan, his wife Susan, wrote an outstanding book called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And this, we helped him launch this book when it came out, and it still continues to deliver. He's our good friend, Bob. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know it's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. So what's the news out here on Main Street?
What's the news? You know, it's interesting because, you know, if you read the newspapers, the economy's doing well. But in our communities, we're starting to see some fallout.
Joe, say it ain't so, Joe.
It's interesting to me because I don't quite know. Somebody just posted a thread on our Whizbang Retailers Facebook group. And that's exactly what they said. You know, they said it's weird, but sales are not strong, and they should be strong. So yeah. that is an entirely anecdotal statement.
Well, I wonder if it's that things, you know, there's a difference in things being the level that we've grown to. Where we can all make a pretty good living, and some kind of expectation of more growth on top of that. You know what I mean? There's kind of a different things. You know when a farmer can get a certain amount of bushels of corn per acre and make a pretty good living, and the next year he budgets for more than that. If he gets the same number, he shouldn't be disappointed just because he didn't get more. If you've got enough, I wonder about that. What do you think?
You know, and I think there's some truth to it because, you know, that's exactly right. You know, and I had a conversation with somebody about this yesterday. You know, she's been up every single year she's been open. And so this year she's down a little bit and she's in a panic. And it's like, you know, so we had a long conversation about being in trouble and having a problem. And the fact that she's down a little bit is a problem, but she's not in trouble. And I think that especially small business people, and especially newer small business people who don't have the experience, tend to panic more quickly. Yeah. And, you know, old dogs like us who have been around the block a couple times.
We take
times,
a longer view, don't
you know,
we?
You say, oh, I've been through way worse than that about 10 times.
So well, there's
I
a couple.
Right. The expectations
there's a couple,
go up.
There's a couple of other things to remember. And I wrote a piece about this a while back. You know, We you and I started hearing and talking and expecting 3% growth a year out of our U.S. economy 20 years ago when the economy was $10 trillion. Today,
right.
Today it's double that, and we're still expecting 3% growth. Well,
right.
the dollars on 3% growth on $20 trillion is a whole lot more than it is on $10 trillion. And so, you know, so my question was, is that now – should we now start thinking, and I'm not trying to minimize growth expectations or I'm not trying to hold people back. I'm just saying, are we hurting ourselves when we don't realize that 2.8% growth is still knocking it out of the park compared to 3% 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Right.
And I think, I really think there is something to that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's correct. And if, with your permission, I'll bring it down to, you know, to a more granular level, to that small business level. You know, the whole idea of being all right with where you are. So, okay, so you've you've grown every year for 20 years, and this year you're down a little bit. It's not a cause for panic. It's a cause for you to stop and regroup and figure out what you're going to do next.
And assess whether the reason you're down is because of you or because of the circumstances.
Right. So in all the problems, quote unquote problems that they're having, it's just an opportunity for growth. You know, it's time to change the business model. It's trying to do your marketing a little bit differently. That's the nice thing about having a small business. Mm-hmm. All of your listeners know, you know, we can change course on a dime. You know, I don't have enough money by the weekend. I can do something that will generate money by the weekend. Chevron can't do that.
Right. That's right.
You know, Delta Airlines can't do that. And so it's,
you know,
all
Bob,
about
there's another thing that I want.
The problem is doing something.
There's another thing I want to stick in here. This is what caused me to write the article I mentioned earlier. There was a report back in February, I guess, that small business sentiment was down. Small businesses, you know, are not, you know, they're not as optimistic as they were.
Right.
Well, that reference was to a national survey that's been going on for years. That had been above the 45-year average by a big number. I mean, the numbers have been great, but it came down a tenth of a point in that month of reporting, and yes, okay, it was down. It was still 5% above the highest it's ever been in 45 years, but it did come down a little bit. So, but that was the headline: small business sentiment down. We have to be careful. We have to be careful about that, don't we?
And one of the things that I think is so important for all of your listeners is to really sort of become self-contained. You know, the economy, of course, affects all of us. But as a small business person, what we do and how we think and how we market our business and how we behave in our business, how we run our business affects our business way, way, way more than what is happening outside our business.
That's exactly
right. We control our destiny.
That's exactly
way more than outside.
And one of the ways we can control our destiny is by controlling the way we go to market, which when we come back is you're going to give us some ideas on how we can do a better job of going to market, because we have now more granular Bob mentioned used the term granular a minute ago. We have more granular ways of as he said, if we don't have enough money on Tuesday for Friday, we can make that happen. And Bob's got some ideas for us. After the break, 20 after. Wasn't that a great report from a Main Street veteran like Bob Nagin? Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.